Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The South Carolina legislature has the radical idea that state colleges should use tax dollars to teach students about America, rather than spend time teaching them about the homosexual culture. Last year, the College of Charleston assigned a novel about the author's childhood as a lesbian as required reading for the entire campus. The University of South Carolina required all its first-year writing students to read a collection of stories from a gay and lesbian radio show. Students who objected were not allowed to opt out. As a result of this nonsense, the state legislature cut $52,000 and $17,000 from the two college budgets. Recently, the legislature passed a revised budget that restores the funding, but the legislators have insisted that the money be used for instruction on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, as well as for the study of American institutions and ideals. This will put both schools back in compliance with a 90-year-old state law that says that state colleges must require courses on American founding documents. The new bill also states that any mandatory reading assignment must include an alternative for students who say the mandatory book conflicts with their religious beliefs. Now, naturally, the ACLU and other leftist organizations are hopping mad, and they're calling this an assault on academic freedom. I don't see how. The schools are still allowed to teach what they want. They just cannot cram homosexual propaganda down the throats of unwilling students. And if taxpayers are footing the bill, I think it makes good sense to use the money to make students knowledgeable about the country we live in. I can't think of anything better for that than the study of America's founding documents. I wish more states would pass requirements like South Carolina did.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not
strangers. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining RBN to the John Stabenow Show. And this is your guest host, Mayor from Colorado. I'm also the guy that has that kryptonite software that nobody really wants. What else do I have? I have my actual name. And I don't even know if I want to give that out anymore. So you can call me Bear, or you can call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner. So anyway, John called me Bear, and he said, come on the show and want to do a couple hours, so that he can get his Thanksgiving shopping done. And then I was finishing mine up. I hope you've all done yours. And that 22-pound turkey looks pretty good, so that's for tomorrow. But I got some really bad news, guys. I got some bad news. But first, I need to tell you, Bear from Colorado moved here from a couple other places, and for 20 years I've been studying law. I studied under a guy named John Nelson. John Nelson is probably the smartest guy I've ever met, and just brilliant in the law. And John Nelson said, and that's very interesting, I brought up this, because that dovetails what I want to impart, what I want to tell you before we get into a conversation. And yes, you know, we can take calls, so if you want to call the call-in number, give me about 10 minutes or maybe in the next segment, and then we'll go there and figure it out. But this guy, John Nelson, 20-some-odd years ago, came to our little group, study group, and told us all about the Illuminati, and told us all about how the Rockefellers and all those guys cornered the market in oil and set up the Federal Reserve. And I mean, he had everything. So what he had is he had an 88-page brief. And if you go ahead and get on the web and you look up John B. Nelson. John, if you're out there, I love you. And thank you for the 20-plus year ride that I've been on. And what John said was, nobody is going to get out of this thing alive. And that's a quote. That you're not going to be able to take anything out of this system, and no one's going to get out alive. Well, over the last 20 years, I've been trying to figure out how to get out of this system. And if you heard me on RBN, you know that about a year ago, I started talking about the Lieber Code. And that's Article 100, General Francis Lieber wrote the Lieber Code, at the behest of Abraham Lincoln in 1863. And that is the basis for the Articles of War and Conquest on Land. It's also the basis for the Hague Conventions of 1890s and into the 1900s, and also the Geneva Convention. It's the basis for all international war, international law of war on land and conquest. And it's still in use today. And if you don't believe me, go up to the Secretary of State's Office of the United States Government. In 2012, they held a reception for the celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Libra Code. And if you don't, and I have court cases citing from 1980 the Libra Code. And if you go back into those Hague and Geneva Conventions, they also go back to the Libra Code. So it's a fait accompli that we are under martial law, and that gives us executive command. And under executive order, and executive order number one was under Abraham Lincoln. And now, I guess last Friday, I didn't even listen to who it was or what he said, but he's going to make executive orders on immigration. And so we have an unstoppable martial law in which you can only be one of three things. You can only be an enemy combatant in uniform, taking up arms against the United States Army. You can be a belligerent, which means that you are not of the organized army, but your heart and mind is not with the United States, and you're considered an enemy under the Trading with the Enemy Act. Or you can be at peace, and at peace means a peaceful inhabitant, one that is not at war, and then the next one is that someone who's at peace, who is tending to the wounded, the lost, and the abandoned of the conflict. And that's under the International Red Cross, under the Geneva Convention. So you need to pick your poison. Which would you like to be? Are you going to go put on camo and run around playing army so that you can be considered an enemy combatant? And then anybody who comes back from service and goes out and is now a discharged military are in that number of combatants. Because they, frankly, they have the training. And so the authority, right, the United States government, that one that's within that small 10 square miles, and territory, say that everybody is an enemy combatant if you're in a uniform. Well, why are you wearing camo? Why are you playing around like you're playing soldier? Or are you a belligerent? And a belligerent is someone who says, I don't want to pay taxes. And if you don't believe me, just go into the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which is under, I'm taking this off in memory, by the way, which is 1981. I have to look it up. But under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that you are treated as a white citizen and you have, you're liable for exaction of all kinds. And exaction is kind of like extortion, although extortion is paying money you don't owe, and exaction is paying money, extortion is paying money, more money than you owe, extortion is paying more money than you owe, and exaction is paying money you don't even owe. For some reason, it's 42 USC 1981. Somebody look it up for me. Okay. Got that off. Now, if you've ever heard me before in the last few months, that's what you've heard. Well, it gets even worse, alright? So I just filed a federal lawsuit. In a federal lawsuit, I'm going to read you the short commentary. This is right out of the federal lawsuit. Lacking voluntary express consent of plaintiff, who is an alive, peaceful inhabitant, foreign to the United States, which means foreign to 10 square miles. So lacking voluntary express consent of plaintiff to contract, defendants conspired under color of law to falsely and willfully misrepresent plaintiff as a United States citizen person, resulting in the illusion of in persona jurisdiction for the personal financial gain, constituting human trafficking, involuntary servitude, and warring against the Declaration of Independence and Constitution for the United States of America in violation of international and federal public law. Okay? We'll pick this up when we come back, but hopefully you haven't dropped out of your seat. And welcome to RBN the day before Thanksgiving.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And welcome back. And I'm going to read this. Please, the RBN business cards are still available. And for $10 per 100, and this includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's DVD, America, From Freedom to Fascism. And please do what you can to help RBN, because RBN is helping us. And without you know, dissenting information, like from Bear from Colorado, then you're not going to hear this anywhere else. I would love this to be on CNN, wouldn't you? And also make sure you click the like button for Republic Broadcasting on Facebook. Okay, so we left off, and I looked at that site. It is 42 USB 1981, and that's the exact. If you look in Part A, it says here, gives the evidence to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and property as enjoyed by white citizens, and shall be subject to the like punishments, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind, and no other. So, there it is, right there in the law. You're open for exaction, which means that you can be taxed even if you don't owe anything. Okay? So, where we left off was coming to peace. Why in the world would we come to peace? Because by coming to peace, you are then doing exactly what that guy Jesus Christ said you should do. Come to peace. And he didn't, he wasn't saying it because he was being flippant about it. He gave his life for it. Okay, he paid that surety. So, I filed this federal lawsuit to try and not be, because the federal lawsuit, if you go up to, I'm gonna give you a website to go to. It's, Man Not Person. It's MANNOTPERSON.org. And if you go to the New Stuff tab, you'll see a link there to a media buyer, and that's where all the documents are. And you can find this lawsuit that I filed in those documents. So it's MANNOTPERSON.org. Okay? And you can go up there, and I've got a blog up there, and I've got things, other things. But that's my, my organizational site. So in this lawsuit, what I'm saying is they're misrepresenting me as a dead entity, which is the birth certificate. Okay, and I don't think I know I'm speaking to the choir on most of this stuff. You guys have all been looking for remedy, and this is what I'm here to tell you. This is what I found after 20 something years. About an hour and a half before broadcast, maybe 2 hours before this broadcast today, I was getting some information. So, this lawsuit is for me not to be a United States citizen because I don't want to have exactions of every kind. I don't want to be having to pay something I don't owe. And under civil rights, you pay what you don't owe. And I don't want to be an enemy of the state under the Trading with the Enemy Act, which is in Title 50. And I don't want to be an enemy belligerent under martial law. I'm trying to help the lost, the wounded, and the abandoned to come into alignment with Abba the Father above. Okay? And because of that, the news today was very disheartening. And I haven't really had time to process it. But this is what the federal court said about my lawsuit. It's in the first line. They used for my name all uppercase. I don't care. Because that's their style, that's the style they want to use. I'm going to tell them that I don't use it, and I told them I don't use it. But they want it all uppercase. Fine. Do it in all uppercase. But in the first sentence, they said, in how they addressed me, that the man who is a child of creation is the same as the all uppercase birth certificate entity, which is a trust person, trust association. Right there on the very front, it would be lowercase, first and middle, A.K.A. all uppercase, first, middle, and last. And that's what they put. And because of that, what they're telling me is, you cannot come into our house and find remedy except as a United States person, as if you were a trust entity fiction that has been informed on, that has a likeness of the birth certificate, which gives evidence to that trust. okay? Which means that we're all dead. In the, within the United States Corporation, they can only deal with dead entities. That's why they want you to appear, and they want to conjure you up. Because if you appear in court, you're being conjured, and you're the dead. And if you want to come to life, and you want to be a child instead of an infant, because an infant, in IRS code, go look up infant decedent. And an infant decedent is an infant who has received a Social Security number. I don't have the case site right in front of me, but you'll see it in my paperwork. So if you want to be an infant decedent and you want to be dead, that's one thing. If you want to be alive and a child of creation, then you're not going to do it in their house. I also went to the county recorder's office and asked them to record a filing of left penance. The filing of left penance is the notification there's a lawsuit that has been filed, and the only requirement to file a notice of left penance is that you have to have a filed lawsuit. Well, I went in there with a filed lawsuit, but I'm naming 11 government officers who have done this misrepresentation of who I am. And because of their misrepresentation, they're trying to drag me into their court, and they're trying to process me for collections of a lien against the birth certificate. It's a maritime lien against the birth certificate. So the county recorder is refusing to file the notice of left penance because they say it's a spurious document. You know, I just got something. Spurious document. They gave me a piece of paper. You know, I said, "What code are you using to say this was a spurious document?" And they said, "Well, this is under property lien law." And guess what is what the birth certificate is? It's property. And so what they do is they take the property, which is that trust, out to the high seas, so that they can put a maritime lien for collection on it. So when the guy brought me the thing and said, "Oh, this is under property lien, and you can't file a spurious document when it concerns a lien." I didn't get it right until just this moment. What he was talking about is the maritime lien that is being put on that name, called a traffic ticket, is now being processed for collection, and you cannot file a filing in the county recorder's office if it has to do with the lien, if it's being spurious. So here I am trying to fight the lien, supposedly, right? Fight the ticket, fight the lien. A maritime lien, I can't go in there and record in their system because that would be a spurious document because I'm questioning the debt. So here I am questioning the debt, and under the 14th Amendment, we know under the fourth article of the 14th Amendment, you cannot question the public debt. And if you want to call in, please do. You know the number because I don't have it in front of me. And we will continue. Thank you for coming to RBN.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And then we're going to go to Fred in Iowa. And thank you for calling in. There's something about John B. Nelson I really need to tell you. Besides being probably the smartest guy, smartest man I've ever met, he traveled all over the world telling people what was going on. And this is 20-something years ago when the internet really hadn't come online. And so he had to go and research this. And he had over 10,000 pages of exhibits to back up his 88-page Brandeis brief. And I saw everything he had in there. By the way, John B. Nelson and his crew of about 10, what he said, are the ones that forced Ronald Reagan to bring back the Silver Dollar. And I do not doubt that information. He is also the man that told me that he sat down with the Army about remedy. And in that meeting, he asked about silent weapons for quiet wars. If you've ever seen that excerpt of a document from a study on airframe reverberation of missile firing, that silent weapons for quiet wars is the blueprint for the New World Order. And it's also the blueprint for fourth generation warfare against the American people. And he verified that the Army yes had it. They offered to give him, it would have been a semi-trailer full of documentation. He said no, he said, so he knows where it is. And he left it there. But I'm going to tell you something about John that's even more important. This man never had a social security number. He was born of parents who were in the intelligence community. He never went to a school where he was registered into a school. All his tutors from Yale and Harvard were brought to his house. He audited classes by going in and just sitting down in the classroom to get whatever he needed, but he never enrolled in any school. He went into the Navy and they kicked him out with a discharge, a general discharge, because they said that he is incapable of joining civilized society. Okay? This guy was never in the system, ever. His parents knew what was happening, and they kept him out of the system. And because of that, he had a very unique capability. And when he took from us gold and silver for payment for his class, that we took from him. Actually, there was four classes in 3 days each or so. And he was paid in gold and silver. He would take the strong box with his pistol in it on the airplane to go back to Colorado. No questions asked. And he could go anywhere. But he was never in the system. All right, let's go to Fred from Iowa. How you doing, Fred?
I'm having a red letter day, Bear. I'm kind of a critical caller, and John and I have kind of tangled. But, Bear, if I'm not being too too quick, Bear, you're an answer to my prayers. I don't want to kill anybody. And, silent weapons for silent wars. I was going to bring that up. That's Patrick Jordan. And that's what I was going to suggest. And then that book that he copied that was written by the guy in 1886, I think. But anyhow, I'm going to be short, Bear. I think you're one of the answers to my prayers about RBN. Have a beautiful day, my friend.
Well, thank you, and blessings, and have a great day, sir. Okay, and really, callers are welcome, and thank you so much for doing this. I've got this federal lawsuit. This traffic ticket I got, which I thought filed the federal lawsuit about, was changing lanes without a turn signal, which I don't know how you prove whether you can or can't. I mean, there's no proof whatsoever whether you did use the turn signal or not. Okay? So there's your exaction. I don't know if I mentioned, but I looked up the code, and yes, it's 42 USC 1981 is the code for exaction. Part A. I think I did that. Okay. In the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which is a collection, it's a taxing document, because go look up publican. The word publican means tax collector. And as a publican, if you're in a republic, that means you're a tax collector, and then it's reposted over to another entity. You're not collecting it for yourself, you're collecting it for another entity. So, welcome to a republic. There you go. As a 13th Amendment slave, you are in involuntary servitude unless you consent to contract. And in contract, you have to have a meeting of the mind. You have to have consent. It has to be timely done. It has to have terms and conditions. And it has to have consideration. And because there is no consideration, because Federal Reserve notes are script, based on fiat, which means they print them out of thin air, and then they battle the taxable with the obligation, and that obligation needs to be discharged. It cannot be paid. Go look at the difference between discharge and pay. And how do you get consent to something you never told? We were never told to coming to peace and to living your life in the pathway, the narrow path of Jesus Christ, is the, what this world is based on. If you don't believe me, go to 1266 Papal, the golden papal bull of the Vatican, where they claim the entire world for the Vatican, and they set up the trust. And in trust, they took on all the property and all the people of the world. And if you, in salvation is if you come through Jesus Christ to Abba, the Father above. In every, any other way, it's blasphemy and therefore you're a belligerent. If you don't believe me, just go study the Vatican stuff. The Vatican has a trust. The trust is the Bank of London. It's set up as the trust entity for all of the finances, and the Washington D.C. is the military collection arm and the military police of the world. If you don't believe me, go to the UN, and under the UN Security Council, those are the people who say nay or yay or nay on whether we can invade another country. It's got nothing to do. The New World Order was set up, it's put in place, it's a done deal. The only thing you can do is come to peace. That's it. If you don't come to peace, you don't learn how to be a peaceful inhabitant, then you will be at war until the end of your day. And if you want a war to the end of the day, what do you bring to your children? You bring them war. What do you teach your children? You teach them war. If you want to teach your children war, then you need to be warlike. If you want to teach your children peace, and peace does not mean defenseless, but if you want to teach your children peace, you have to be at peace. You have to show them the way so they can follow you. Just like Jesus said, he said, follow me. Right? Pick up your cross and follow me. Well, what is the word cross? If you look up the word cross, it means name. If you pick up your cross, because you can make an X for your name. If you look up Black's Fifth Law Dictionary, the word cross means name. It's your signature. It's your consent. It's your mind. And you pick up your mind through your name. And when you put your name on a piece of paper, you are given an energy of creation. And that energy of creation is floating a plethora of debt obligations, from mortgage-backed securities to all kinds of securities and debt instruments. If you don't believe me, go to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, 2012, and look up the document Shadow Banking, and they identify in there the second set of books from the Federal Reserve Banks that are cooking the books through debentures and debt obligations, and that's exactly how they're increasing the debt. How do you get quadrillions of dollars in debt? Well, you make the dollar based on absolutely nothing. That's how you do it. Without consent, we are a slave. 13th Amendment, all there is to it. So, if you don't want to be a slave, don't give consent. And I'm sorry to say it gets a little worse than that, and then I have a little bit of an answer and a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. So hang in there, and thank you for joining us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com.
tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
That is the best bumper music. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's got to be some way out of here. And I think I have a line on it, and I'm still trying to understand it because this just happened today, just before the show. I don't know if you are as blessed as I do, that in the last year, listening to Clint Richardson on Corporation Nation, I was introduced to Daniel, Christian Remedy and Law. And I've been studying the New Testament and hearing the Word. And I'm telling you, that has impacted my life greatly. In the meantime, I found an exceptional woman who has helped me to understand the New Testament and understand the connection that we have with Abba, the Father. And so there is a light at the end of the tunnel, so stick with me and let's see if we can go through it. So really I've kind of painted a bleak little picture here that we're all into exaction. We've been born into a system of slavery. This has been set up and has been founded upon since Babylon, in before. For the powers that be that are actually using mind control to control the population, and if you don't carry their water, then basically they either kill you or throw you in prison, or both. Or they throw you in prison, then kill you, or kill you and then throw you in prison, I don't know which one. I just got news today that Rod Claff, anybody who knows Rod Claff and his situation, what a brilliant mind he has. And, he had to cut a deal with the Fed to avoid 18 years in prison. And, basically the Fed told him that, case was sealed and that, he was absolutely right, but they couldn't allow it to go forward. So, if you haven't heard the news from Rod Claff, you can look up this stuff. Let's go to Richard from Washington.
Yes, yes, who's talking?
Who's
there?
From Colorado.
It's who?
I'm there from Colorado. I'm sitting in for John today.
C-A-L-E?
He had to do some shopping up in for his turkey. So it's Bear, B-E-A-R.
Oh, Bear. Oh, good. Yeah, I like your show. I listened to your show, I forget whoever, this was about a year ago, I think. Oh, Corey Ive. You want Corey Ive? That was a really good show. Here's my question to you. Okay. With the bankruptcy of 1933, okay, being under martial law since the Lieber Code of 1863, essentially the Trading with the Enemies Act says that we're all now terrorists. There is no more peaceful inhabitants.
Well, okay, now, but you still have to understand that treaty law is still the law of the land. Okay, well, okay, let me put it this way. I still have some presumption, and I'm going under the presumption that international law still is the law of the land, because the UN is the executor for the bankruptcy through the IMF. And because the UN is under international law, then the Hague Conventions and the Geneva Conventions are still in force under law of nations. Now, if I'm wrong, okay, then that's my presumption. So let's just presume it's true. Then under that, if you are at peace, then you have the protection of the army. And that's also in the Lieber Code. I think it's Article 38. That you're given the receipt so you have no liability. So you have no liability for a taking. But you have to go and look at the Lieber Code for that. But in all these codes and articles of war, in fact, if you look at Army Field Manual 27-10, which is I put into my documentation, then you'll see that even in the Army Field Manual, there is a way to come to peace.
Yeah, but that's assuming you have a court of jurisdiction. You said the UN and basically the IMF only deals with finance. Essentially, you're then going to be called into a military court. That military court is just going to declare you a terrorist, and they're going to put you in Guantanamo for the rest of your life.
Well, okay. If we are in slavery, which is another presumption I'm making, is that this is a form of slavery. This is mind control in economic enslavement, so it's debt servitude without consent, which means that it's not a contract. It's being done by brute force. So
right,
we're
living in the matrix.
Right, as a slave, you are in the matrix, and that's it. But I have a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. I hope by the time I get through this show. And I'm going to spill my beans probably in the first part of the next hour so we can talk about it. But, you're absolutely right. You know, we have funny money script that's printed out of thin air, and then we have some kind of a fantasy debt obligation to pay it back to the bank who never has any consideration and never any skin in the game. So, yeah, this is a form of slavery.
I'll let you go so you can finish the program. Can you give the board operator your phone number so I can give you a call personally?
I'll do it better than that. Go up to mennotperson.org, and on the contact page, you can email me.
Men, not persons?
Man, not person. P-E-R-S-O-N.
Right.
.org.
.org. Okay.
Mannotperson.org.
I followed your stuff on Corey Ive. They took Corey Ive off the air. Clint Richards is doing some really good work, except there's no court to appeal to. And basically, they don't acknowledge that we're in military or martial law. And that would take you into a military court.
Right.
Basically, I think we have no court of last resort. So basically, we're just spinning our wheels. But
well,
go ahead, finish the program, and I'll let...
That's what I'm going to go into next hour, and stick with me, Richard.
I will. Thank you much for your time and effort.
Well, thank you. So the main thing is, and I think Richard's absolutely correct, and really under this presumption that we are enslaved, okay, you can either be at war with it or you can do something about it. And I will not give up trying to do something about it. I mean, it's not in my DNA, which is a good thing. So, you know, we'll just keep hammering away at it and seeing if we can find some remedy for ourselves. And I think I have a kind of a blueprint of it. And I'm going to tell you the next part next hour. So please call in to RBN and let's chat about whether or not, you know, you agree with me. Now, I throw this out to everybody. If I'm wrong, then what you should be able to do is you should find remedy, and you should be able to duplicate it, and you should be able to teach it to someone else, and they should be able to use the same remedy, just like going into a store and buying a can of beans for a buck. If somebody else does it and they go into the store and buy a can of beans for a buck, then you've got remedy because it's repeatable. If it's not repeatable, I have a hard time believing that's really going to, you know, hold water. Okay. So far, after 22 years, I have not found a repeatable policy or a repeatable strategy. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there selling all kinds of tonics and all kinds of paperwork. And then you go to them and you say, okay, have you done it? Have you done it three times? Have you taught someone else and they've done it three times and it works exactly the same every single time? Because that's the only remedy. And if you've got something like that, I'd be more than happy to take a look at it because I haven't seen it yet. And, you know, that's what true remedy is, isn't it? Is that you can pass that down to your children and from their children to the next generation. That's true remedy. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next hour. So welcome to RBN and, let's get ready for Thanksgiving to give thanks for everything that we've received and everything we will receive. And see you after the break. This is Bear from Colorado sitting in for Joan.
Take America back. We must take America.